Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, April 8th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. There's a lot to talk about today on the show. Listener Dahlia sent in to me about a new app called Dual Shot Recorder, created by Derek Downey Jr. We'll talk about what the app is and how to use it. Additionally, we'll cover some Instagram news. The head of Instagram has announced that you can now schedule trial reels, and Instagram is rolling out the ability to use affiliate links to tag products in your reels and earn a commission when people shop your content. We'll get into all of that. Plus, the YouTube team is working on some new features for YouTube Create, which is their video editing app. They've now included Nano Banana so that you could do the AI edits that you want inside the YouTube Creates app. And after all that, we'll do Wednesday Waffle, which is where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media. All of that on today's show, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's get into the content creator news first. This is about a new app called Dual Shot Recorder. I had seen something online about it, but listener Dahlia sent it to me and highlighted the significance of it, so I knew I had to share it on the show. The creator of the app is called Derek Downey Jr., and here's a clip of him explaining exactly what the app does.
Everybody calm down. I got something to say. If you're a content creator, like myself, you may want to listen. This is an app that I created. It allows you to record portrait and landscape all in one take from one device. Watch. I just recorded that and I'm about to go to the gallery. And what are you about to see? It allows you to record portrait and landscape all in one take. It allows you to record portrait and landscape. This all in one take, baby. This is game changer, right? For me, like, I want to create content for YouTube. I'm known for creating content on Instagram platform, you know, the vertical stuff. But this allows me to do both now without needing another device or anything. And also, if you want, you can switch to the single lens and do like a, you know, hold the phone like you're doing a selfie and record. And it's also going to give you the same thing. The name of the app is called Dual Shot Recorder. Dual Shot is one word. This is what it looks like. You go to the app store right there. Boom, baby. Click on that. It's going to tell you all the details. You can shoot 4K, 1080p, 60 frames per second, 30 frames per second. And it is going to solve a problem that I'm pretty sure other creators probably face as well. Like, I created it just so it could help me, but I'm pretty sure other people will benefit from it. But if you know a creator, if you're a creator yourself, go to the app store, get it. There's no subscriptions. It's a one-time payment, then it's on your device. And when I make an update, it'll be on your device and everything will be nice. Okay.
Okay. The video does better justice than the audio, but I really do like this concept. This is something that is sorely needed. I've seen a lot of different setups where people have a digital SLR that they're recording video on in landscape for YouTube, and they have an attachment where their phone goes on top to record in portrait for Instagram, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, etc. Filming on two devices and having two separate audio and video streams is just creating twice as much work because now you have to do all that editing. The fact that you don't need two devices and you can do this in just one makes a lot of sense. I also want to highlight the fact that Derek launched this app and then it went to number one on the Apple App Store in 20 countries in just a matter of days. It's incredibly impressive what he's achieved with this app. I do want to point out that there are downsides, and the biggest downside is that it only exists for Apple devices, not for Android, Samsung, Google, etc. On Apple's App Store, the price is $9.99, which is not a huge amount. However, it's unclear to me whether or not it is a one-time cost or a subscription. And I'm saying that because even though in the video he highlights the fact that it's just a one-time cost, people in the Apple reviews are saying that it is a subscription. A little unclear on that. I don't want to mislead anyone. Definitely check if you're going to buy the app whether or not it is a subscription. Overall, I love the concept, and I'm looking forward to seeing an Android version of this app, which he says is coming soon. All right, let's move on to the Instagram news. The head of Instagram announced that you can now schedule trial reels. Here's the clip.
Back in November, someone asked, why can't you schedule a trial reel? And so we built it, and now you can. If you're not familiar with trials, basically they allow you to share a reel, not with your followers, but with people who do not follow you yet. And you can see how well it does. And if you like how it's doing, you can upgrade it and it'll show up for your followers, but also on your profile. Now you can actually schedule them ahead of time. So check it out. Let me know what you think. More to come. Peace.
I actually do think the ability to schedule trial reels is important. Not so much for the time that it is live. Like, it's not so important that it be live at 9 o'clock Eastern or whatever, because it's showing it to people who don't follow you. And those people could be anywhere really on the planet. But I do think scheduling trial reels is more important for being able to include it as part of your content calendar, meaning that you have reels that are going live on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever that schedule is, you should be able to schedule content that's going to be seen by your followers as well as seen by people who do not follow you yet. And for that reason, I really do like the ability to schedule trial reels. The head of Instagram also announced that you can now use affiliate links to tag products in your reels and earn a commission when people shop your content. He mentions that this is rolling out next week. In the post, it includes a graphic demonstrating what it looks like. And when you are creating a reel, it says you can add products. Now you can add links to products in your content by searching with a URL for a single shoppable product. And when you look for a URL or a specific brand, it takes you to a list. Once you select it, it then pops up a little box on your reel indicating where people can buy that item. The fact that you can make a commission from doing that definitely makes sense. And you can see what commission rates the affiliate programs are giving in the screenshot that Instagram included. I'll link to this in the show notes so you can see it for yourself. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Lauren from the YouTube Creator Insider team is going to talk about the new media kit and Nano Banana AI inside YouTube Create. Stick around. Welcome back. If you're a creator on YouTube, you can get a one-page PDF generated that includes all the reasons why brands should work with you. It's called a media kit. To explain how this works, here's Lauren from the YouTube Creator Insider team.
We've talked about the media kit on the channel before, and we're excited to share that we've expanded the kit to include exclusive insights you won't find in standard YouTube analytics, such as audience watch and shopping interests, giving you more data in brand negotiations. If you need a refresher, the media kit is a personalized, auto-generated PDF that creators can use to showcase their channel performance, unique audience, and creativity to potential brand partners. The media kit is available to all creators in the YouTube Partner Program globally. So what are the new insights coming to the kit? First, family status. See exactly what percentage of your audience are parents versus non-parents. Next, household income. Understand your audience's purchasing power with income data broken down by percentile brackets. If you're in YPP, just head to the Earn tab in YouTube Studio on desktop. Look for the link titled Download Your Media Kit.
All right, next, Lauren explains the YouTube Create app and how Nano Banana integrates AI into that YouTube Create app. Here's the clip.
We're happy to share that Nano Banana, Google's Gemini image model, is now available on YouTube Create. This upgrade will allow you to use text prompts and reference images to create Gen AI images. You can upload up to 3 images from your device's media gallery to serve as ingredients for the generation. You can access the generation flow through several entry points: banners on the homepage, the quick actions bar, the editor toolbar, the plus icon in the media picker, and the overlay tool. We'll leave more information below.
Okay, that's it for the news portion of today's episode. For links to everything I talked about, check the show notes. If you want to hear me talk about a slightly different topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music. Yeah.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks at Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently until Zuck returns my DMs and starts to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacies. I use their logo with permission. Not malicious or callously, no trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around. One thing I want to start doing more of on this show is highlighting creators who I think are doing really unique things and that I absolutely love. There's a creator who I've been following who is named Nina, and her TikTok handle is at Nina Jammin. I'll link to it in the show notes. And what she does is she uses the AI website or app Suno, where you can have songs generated based off input that you give it. And what she's been doing is taking the toxic text messages that her family sends her and turning them into music songs with the screenshots of what they sent her. Now, obviously, her family members are probably dealing with a variety of different situations, so these texts are taken completely out of context. However, the fact that you can recognize the toxicity level in those text messages and then hear it in a song where you not only see the screenshot from the original text message, but also hear it in a catchy tune at the same time just completely works. I've seen other people copying this style, and rightfully so. It is fantastic to watch. I will link to it in the show notes, but here's an example. Okay, it got a little cut off at the end because there was a curse word and I removed that curse word, but I will link to Nina's videos in the show notes. They are fantastic. If you have ever felt like you are dealing with some challenging family members or friends, you will definitely relate to Nina's videos. All right, thank you for giving me a chance to talk about something else a little bit different than normal, and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.